Now, Elsie Barr is 92. She's been living in an assisted living fold run by Oakley Housing Association. This summer, her family called the police in after a fellow resident was caught on camera stealing from her purse. Noel Johnson was convicted of theft last week at Belfast Magistrates Court, but with a suspended sentence, he has now moved back into the same fold. Lisa has the story. Morning, Lisa.
Morning, Stephen. Well, Noel Johnson, who's 69, with an address at Bell Bashford Court in Belfast, was sentenced to 4 months in prison, suspended for 18 months and ordered to pay Elsie £200 in compensation. Now, if I could describe Bell Bashford Court, it's a series of self-contained flats in a complex that also includes communal areas like gardens and a TV room. Elsie's family are angry that Noel Johnson has been able to move back in. And her daughter-in-law, Marlene Barr, explains how they became concerned when they realised she was short of money.
It was getting pretty bad. Thursday, I'd left her with her pension. Came back on a, or she phoned me on a Saturday. I need money at a credit union. A credit union money run done. She says, I need more money. And the only thing that was left in the bank was her burial money. And we ended up going into it, you know. But her son always said to this day that his mother wasn't stupid with money. But we did think that her head was going, she was hiding it.
The footage shows Elsie opening her purse and saying that it was empty, the scratching her head, confused.
Confused, uh-huh. Shows you on camera that she lifted one, this is on a Thursday, and I had just left her with her pension, and this is a Thursday night, and she went into her purse, and there's no money. And then she scratched her head, and then she got her other wee purse out, and she done the same with her thing. And you see that look on her face; it was so sad.
Doubting herself like that.
And one occasion, I think your man Noel Johnson was in and out of her flat about 15, 17 times in 2 days.
Do you think Oakley has a duty of care to your mother-in-law?
Well, I think they do, because I mean, after all, they all pay their way in this wee place, you know. I feel that if my mother-in-law's left here and ones are feeling sorry for Noel Johnson, he's the one that done the crime, you know, and I'm the one that's doing all the ringing and everything, the Oakley police, social services.
Do you think this situation should ever have arisen where Noel Johnson could walk back into this development?
No, I think everything should have been put in motion from the day and hour he was lifted, and that Oakley should have had whatever they had to do so that whenever he walked free from court, that they had the paperwork and all ready to evict him. He could be here for 4 weeks, he could be here for longer. I mean, I think he has broke his tenant agreement time after time here, and especially my mother-in-law, does her tenant agreement not come into here, you know, as well. I mean, she was put in here to be safe. I think it's definitely all wrong.
What's it done to her, the whole trauma of this?
It's just to trust everything. She doesn't know who to trust. Her family and all have seen a difference in her in the past 4 or 5 weeks. She's phoning me up every other day. I'm lonely and lonely. She does miss your man, Noel Johnson, coming in, because she was used to him coming in to sit and talk to her, and now we know the reason why, that he was so friendly with her. But at the same time, she won't go to church because she's just going to tell herself. And I don't want her to be keeping herself to herself in the flat, because she goes down into the big room in the afternoon to sit with her friends, you know. She doesn't know, maybe after a week or so, he might think this is all forgot about, and then he could start coming down into the big room, and my mother-in-law is going to have to face him face to face, never mind the rest of her family, whenever we come down to see her.
Well, Lisa, it's a shocking story, and of course the key question is, why is the home let the thief back in to the same residence as the victim?
Well, we have a statement from Oakley Housing Association, and it says that like all other registered housing associations in Northern Ireland, we must follow a prescribed legal process when we require someone to leave one of our properties. This involves the serving of a notice to quit, followed a month later by a court hearing. It goes on to say it cannot comment on an individual's circumstances as this could be seen as a breach of confidentiality. Oakley shares the concern for Mrs. Barr's ordeal and will continue to liaise with her and her family whilst we take the appropriate housing management action. Well, Elsie herself has been telling me about the last few months.
I was on her back every time for looking for money. I was down under my birth, my death money.
Your family and everything were very concerned, so they decided to put a camera in. The camera then showed this man, Noel Johnson, who lives in the same fold as you, coming in and going through your purse.
I must have seen it. It must have on camera. I wasn't very happy about it. Definitely. It was the money I was worried about. It was the money.
Were you shocked that this person...
I was really, and I still am yet. I couldn't believe it was him. No matter where I was, he was there. I don't know. And I said to myself, one night, say, when was this? Is he going to ask me out or something? I didn't know what to think. Tell you, was that... just at my back. He was just nearly beside me or at my back, whatever you like, let's call it.
He was, I suppose, with you so much that you thought maybe he was going to ask you out on a date?
Well, something like that. I don't know what it would be. But say, I don't know. I think he's up to something to myself. That was to myself. But that other thing's all in film.
And it turns out he was actually here to steal from you.
Well, he must have been. I don't know what all I've lost. I don't know. I lost my money anyway.
Were you doubting yourself at the time, Elsie?
Yeah. I couldn't go. I never thought anybody else would do a thing like that to anybody. Who would want to take your pension? You know what I mean? It must have been very hard up, taking your pension off you for all you get. Next thing it was, I heard it was Noel. I couldn't be Noel. I couldn't be Noel. I couldn't picture him doing anything like that. I still don't. You know what I mean? He's so nice.
The issue that you're facing at the moment then is that he received a suspended sentence and he's back living here.
He's... I don't say. I've never run into him, but I just don't know if I did run into him, what I would say. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that part of it. Couldn't tell you that part. What do we do? I wouldn't like to put anybody on the street, you know.
It's just a horrible, horrible story, isn't it? Old lady, really, really worried.